Welcome to Sell Like You, the ultimate sales podcast that will teach you how to make sales your superpower, transform your mindset, and in doing so, explode your sales beyond your wildest dreams. I'm Harriet Meller, and over the last 17 years, I've helped hundreds of top companies around the world, including my own, make more money and qualify more leads using simple strategies that work. In this podcast, you'll learn how I generated over 10 million in annual sales, along with the sales techniques, processes, and tools that will work for you to generate more dream-aligned clients and scale your business beyond what you thought was possible. If you're sick of the boring, outdated, and pushy sales tactics of the past, you're in the right place. Let's dive in. Hello and welcome back to the Sell Like You podcast with me, Harriet Meller. Today's episode is about pitching. Okay. Now, pitching is so frequently asked, and I just don't know if it requires this much emphasis, especially when there's so many other things during your sales process and throughout the funnel that I think are way more important, but I am bringing you pitching and why we should pitch last during our discovery calls or meetings, and also not to pitch what they don't need. Okay. Now, when we're talking about not pitching what they don't need, this is why we're going to be pitching last. Okay. So I'm going to talk to you a little bit about how that's going to work, why that's important, what happens when we pitch first versus pitching last, when we pitch something that they don't need versus what they do need, and what happens in our prospects or opportunities' brains when that happens. And so we need to be really mindful of when we're using a pitch, why we use a pitch. Again, I remember back in the day when I was learning how to sell, we'd have to stand up and do elevator pitches, and we'd do stadium pitches and all these different pitches. And it definitely used to play a part back then. But I think our prospects, our opportunities, our ideal clients are way more savvy now. We're not going to go in. They're not going to say, pitch is your best offer, and away you go. In my opinion, every pitch should be interchangeable. You shouldn't have a stock standard pitch of who you are and what you do, because to everyone you're dealing with, they are looking for something specific or unique. And if you pitch too general, even if that is exactly what it is that you do, but you're pitching too general, you're not using their language, you will struggle to connect with them and get them to go, you are what I need. So when you ask the questions first, get your prospect, your ideal client to, or someone you've met at a dinner party or a networking event, get them to share with you what they do, what they know, and ask some different questions. You will be able to pitch way more effectively, and the pitch will become super relevant. Now, the biggest challenge that you'll have is that when it comes to a discovery call or meeting, if you are not framing or owning that call or meeting, you will fall into the trap where you have to pitch first, where they'll say, awesome. Do you want to tell me a bit about what it is that you do? Okay. And that's then going to leave you on that off foot, because you're going to have to pitch using some general information. Now, at that point, we don't want to say, can we find out a bit more? And then I'll tell you what we do, because that just feels a bit weird. And they're probably going to disengage at that point. So be really mindful of framing and using that call as your own, and explaining what it is that you're going to do with them, how you're going to take them through that conversation, and how you would like to start off. Now, there are some other episodes to do with discovery calls, also to do with framing your call. You can definitely go back and check them out. But to give you that information up front, is that essentially when it comes to framing, we want to kick off with an open question. So if we're having our meeting, thanks so much for meeting with me. It's great to have you here. As discussed, today's conversation is going to be around whatever the thing is. Why did they say yes to a meeting? What did you offer them? To get us started, can you tell me a little bit about how you're currently doing this, what you're currently seeing, how you're currently navigating this? What is the current challenge in your own words? Okay. When you ask an open question that's going to get them to start describing and giving information, they've kicked you off. Okay. Your job is to keep them talking. Ask the questions, take them down the funnel, down the journey, asking them different, understanding the right information, ask them different questions, asking those clarification, those probing questions as well, to be able to get them moving through that journey. that will allow you to uncover so much more. And then you're going to get to an anchor point where you'll feel like you've got a lot of information. Do you have enough information to take them through to stage two? Is that another meeting? Is it scoping? Is it demonstration? Do you have enough information to provide a proposal? Or is now a good point for you to explain a little bit more about what you do and how you help so you can take them on that next journey? Okay. So when we do it that way, we've got all of this juicy information. We know so much more about them than we did 20 or 30 minutes ago. We've now got information to use to be able to explain who you are and what it is that you do. So at that point, when we say, awesome, thanks so much for sharing all of that information with me, are you happy if I maybe take you through a little bit more about what it is that we do at company, what it is that I do, what we specialize in? At that point, they're going to say, yes, go for it. And then you can use their stories, their examples, their challenges to say, that is what we do. And when we do it that way, we're using language. So we're connecting with them on a much deeper level than if we just kind of guess what it is that they're going to be happy with, or maybe use the language that we're used to or other clients are using. We use their language. We use their stories. We say we can go back to what they said and give them examples around that. So for example, if you have got, let's say that they've shared a challenge, you can say, look, you know, you explain to me how you're currently navigating this or where that's currently landed in the business. We help organizations with those challenges to achieve this. We can use examples or stories or use cases to be able to explain that, but we're doing it in a very succinct way. So if you want to build your confidence, you can absolutely have your pitch, and I'm doing bunny ears if you're not watching me on YouTube. We can absolutely have that pitch ready to go, but it needs to be interchangeable so that we can plug in the stories, the challenges, where they want to be, and make it extra relevant to them, because that's going to have the biggest impact. Now, a lot of questions that have come through when we shared about this episode being recorded, and a couple of those questions that I'm going to answer on today's episode, you know, if you've been here a while, you've listened to a few episodes, I like to keep them short. You haven't got time to listen to me spending an hour talking about one topic. So I keep them super short. We make them really relevant and you can dive in, get some information and leave again. So a couple of questions I want to answer is about what makes a good sales pitch and why are sales pitches important? Okay. So what makes a good sales pitch? Now, as I've mentioned, not pitching up front, so not having a stock standard pitch, to me makes a good sales pitch. That would be my recommendation. Having a personalized and a tailored approach with the outcomes that you're able to achieve are going to connect way more than saying we do this and we do that and we achieve these things. When you talk about using the language, or you mentioned this, that's what we hear a lot, or that's what we see a lot in our clients. We actually go a little bit deeper and do this, and then we help them to achieve this. We share a story. And if we bring that around and ask a question, it could be around, you know, does that make sense? Can you see that being of relevance to you in your industry? Have you come across anybody else doing it in this way before? Then you're going to be able to build that engagement level, because that's what we want to do in our discoveries. It's not one-sided. Yes, we want them to talk way more than you're talking, but we want to be able to continue that on as a conversation. Okay. So what makes a good sales pitch? Personalized, tailored approach. Share outcomes, relate it back to a story, and bring it back to ask a question is going to be really, really impactful as well. Now, as I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, sales pitches have a lot of emphasis. Again, I mentioned the fact that I don't believe it is the most important part of your sales process. There's a lot of training around it, but I just don't know whether it is the most important part in your process, and I certainly don't believe it is. However, we don't need to focus on perfection. That is one thing that we don't need to be doing. When actually we want to focus on outcomes and benefits. So, you know, they're important because they are giving your prospect your opportunity, you know, the information that they need to know who you are and what it is that you do. But it's only going to be impactful and it's only going to be important if you are using what I just shared before in terms of what makes a good sales pitch. So again, tailoring it, making it relevant, sharing stories, sharing use cases, using the information you've just gathered. If you don't have the ability to do all of this before you pitch. So again, you might be thinking, but Harriet, I go to networking events and people ask me what we do and I don't have 20 minutes to ask lots of questions before I give them my answer. Consider using something that you probably haven't done before, which is so you know how. Now, using a so you know how will allow you to explain a problem and talk about how you solve that problem. Okay. So if they've said, oh, hi, I'm Dave, what do you do? You might not yet know what they do. So you then will want to gauge that. So you know how organizations are dealing with breaches, you know, increased breaches or increased cybersecurity breaches. Yes. We support organizations in reducing their security breaches and in becoming more compliant and more secure to stop them. What do you do? And then at that point, then when you're asking that information, you can find out a bit more about what they do. And again, relate that back to ideal clients that you've got. But using the so you know how prospect, or so you know how pitch, or so you know how process will allow you to be able to say, so you know how, get their engagement of the problem that you are sharing with them, and then deliver them then into that outcome as well. Okay. So this episode, again, was super short. We are hitting under the 10-minute mark at the moment. And so again, why we need to pitch last, we want to be able to use the information. So that's going to really help you during your discovery calls. Why you want to gather that information, how to make a really strong, successful sales pitch. The fact that it's not the most important part in your process, definitely focus on qualification, focus on asking great questions. If you want to do some further development for yourself, that's where I would start. But for those of you that are down that process and you want to be able to pitch effectively, pitch later on in your sales discovery or qualification meeting. And to do that, you need to own the meeting. Definitely check out our other episodes on framing and discovery calls as well. They will really help you. But when it comes to creating a great sales pitch, it's using specific information that they've given you, being able to interchange it, use stories, use examples, and ask them questions to get them engaged in your pitch at the same time. Remember, we want way more talking out of them than we do out of us during that process. And again, think about what's really going to help you most in your sales process. And I would say it's more than likely going to be questions. And again, tailoring something down to how you help other people will always be way more impactful than I do this and I do that and I can help you doing these things. I hope this was of much use for you. I hope you're able to implement some of this and really think about pitching in a slightly different way. I'd love to know whether this episode helped you. You can connect with me always on LinkedIn. I love connections and people tell me they found me through the podcast. You can ask more questions. There's heaps more resources over on the yoursalesco.com platform. They are being uploaded all the time. So feel free to dive into there, check them out. And I look forward to being back in your ears with another episode very soon. Thank you for tuning into the Sell Like You podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe to never miss another one. A huge thank you to Vitality House for hosting today's recording, and I look forward to being back into your ears soon.